Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. Today we talk with Jake Jornstead, CEO of Myriad Mobile. It's a startups entrepreneur. I was just talking with Jeffrey Waring. He's the director for entrepreneurship out at the Black Hills State. And we were just talking about how a lot of these prestigious universities and some of the old guard, so to speak, kids aren't really looking at them anymore. They're looking at places like the Black Hills and some places without population. And Doug Burgum and I have talked about bike paths and just really throwing out quality of life and outdoor rec and kind of whatever suits their fancy or whatever their pleasure is. You're in a technology-based industry. Are you finding that that's kind of the future of the next generation of workers?
Yeah. Well, I think the very simple reason is that the internet has been so prolific in allowing people to do work from anywhere in the world, and that's not even a joke anymore. It's for real. You can do work. A lot of this work can be done anywhere. That now you have the freedom to say, well, I don't have to live in this certain area where that business is. I can work from somewhere else, or there's software and interesting businesses being created in places that aren't just the Valley or on the East Coast. As soon as that happened and people realized it, nobody actually wants to live in the suburbs of San Francisco or like downtown Silicon Valley, because it's really not a good experience. I mean, it's literally cement everywhere. You have it's hours to go anywhere that is outside of a city feeling, and the culture isn't necessarily that unique or interesting that it would draw you to stay in a place that you're not feeling great about. So when you realize that you have options now outside of that, the whole world changes. The way people look at where you can work and how you work and what your interests are, you no longer look at just the job. You're looking at the culture of the city. You're looking at the surrounding area and activities. And you might think, maybe from our perspective, you might think Fargo is not necessarily high ranked on that. But if you look at a lot of the studies that have been coming out for entrepreneurial cities that are attracting entrepreneurs, best places to start your business, North Dakota and Fargo in particular, has been top 10 on a lot of those lists. And it's because the culture is great. Outdoor activities are strong, especially in the summer. The work ethic is good, and there's a lot of interesting companies being built here that are doing financially well, and including ourselves, that are able to go and hire good talent and pay them well. And your dollar goes a long ways in North Dakota, as you guys know. So
what's next for you guys? I mean, you've got a pretty good base, it sounds like. You've got some customers that some pretty good name recognition. You've made a list of fastest growing companies. So what's next on your guys' agenda?
We've got a 3 to 5 year vision on where we want to take the company. We've got a revenue goal of $10 million in revenue in the next 3 to 5 years. We've got a goal for just continued growth. I think next year is going to be one of our, this year was a good year of growth and a good year of profitability, but next year is going to be a spike. I think if you were to look at our timeline, next year is going to look like we got on a rocket ship and started moving in the right direction. We're pretty excited about that. So that's growth is big. I think our focus is actually going to become more and more narrow versus offering more and more services. We're actually going to be more focused. Agriculture today, if I was going to make a prediction, agriculture might be the only industry we focus on in the next 3 years. And specifically, we are developing already some products in-house. That the difference between a product that we would develop and what we do normally is every time we want to grow with the team, with what we do today for services for other companies, we have to add more people, right? We have to add 2 people for every 5 or 10 customers we might have. We have to add new team members to keep the growth and keep our capabilities there. But if we were to build a product that can scale on its own and exponentially with cloud technology, we don't have to add as many bodies to serve the customers and also to generate the revenue. So we've been working on a couple products, and one of them specifically is going really well. It's in the agriculture market for elevator companies and grain companies. So it's called Scale. We call it M-Agri, and it's focused on scale tickets. So we digitalized the scale ticket solution, and we're expanding that solution into some other parts of the farmer's experience and the co-op's experience or grain companies. So that's another thing that might change our entire business model. If that was to be the number one focus for us in the next few years, that might be a game changer for the whole company. We might change into a product company versus a service company. And that's exciting. Just change is fun. Growth is fun. Change is fun. We're looking forward to that.
Well, it sounds like you guys have quite everything's so fluid and dynamic right now. It's you know, going from an intangible to a tangible. In fact, that was a question that I had quite a bit over the last several years at many economic development forums. In fact, at the Governor's Summit last year, I posed this question to the four investors. And based on what you said, I'm going to pose it to you too, which is it seems like we had a period of time where Johnson & Johnson type companies, where they actually had a tangible product, soap and shampoos and that sort of thing. And then we kind of went into the Facebook era where so much of the investment was done on a computer that it really turned into an intangible type product. And so now it sounds like you guys would be classified as that intangible product at this point, but you're even seeing signs where you might have to, well, just that you mentioned the cloud, and that's what I always, you know, I joked at people when I went to college in the 90s, you know, computer science people were very few and far between, not many of them. And then the internet started taking off about 1997-ish, 96, maybe a little bit for people like me that were playing MUD and other games that not many people have heard of. But I kind of chuckled at computer science guys. I'm like, you know, so you're kind of putting yourself out of a job. You know, you're creating the code that's going to one day, you know, put yourself out of a job. And they kind of looked at me and I could see it registering. But to me, what I just kind of heard from you is that you are seeing signs to where it's not as intangible in the marketplace as it used to be. It's almost where you guys are starting to have to reinvent yourself a little bit. Just expound on that a little bit, because that's a very loaded question.
Well, there's, you know, well, first off, the actual result of what you described with the computer science industry is that now we think, you know, we're short tens of thousands, if not millions, of those jobs in the next 5 to 10 years. That's how many we're short. So we're realizing that software is changing everything. Software is eating the world, as Mark Andreessen of Andreessen Horowitz would say. Software is going to change every single industry on the planet, period, including itself, including its own industry.
To listen to the full-length interview with Jake Jornstead, the CEO of Myriad Mobile, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
So now the shark's in the water, babe. They think you're pretty sweet. No, they're never gonna get you with the big old pearly teeth.
The American petroleum industry and the surrounding businesses will be hosting the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. The event will be held Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota. 18 teams will compete for the ultimate trophy and bragging rights. The event starts at 6:30 p.m. with the public taste testing. There's door prizes and a live band. Cost is $10 per person. All proceeds go to local charities and college scholarships. Come taste the dark secrets of the bayou at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota with the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off.
Well, you're my surfboard, baby. Let me be your boogeyman.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp. To find out more about Tom Peckskamp and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp.
Baby, let me be your mango man.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.